The town of Ladysmith is moving to revoke the license for a business operating under the name Natural Massage Spa, following an investigation that found the establishment in violation of municipal bylaws. During its February 4th meeting, council received a late agenda item recommending the cancellation of business license #1891, issued to Natural Massage Spa at 16 High Street. The report, prepared by the town's Development and Protective Services departments, cites unauthorized renovations and business activities inconsistent with the approved license. Natural Massage Spa was granted a business license on November 7, 2024, under the classification of an office providing health and wellness services, including acupuncture, cupping and massage. However, complaints received in December 2024 suggested the premises were being used for the sex trade. While the sale of sexual services is not illegal in Canada, purchasing these services, advertising them and operating or benefiting from a commercial enterprise that offers them are offences under the criminal code. Additionally, unauthorized business operations and unregulated work environments can pose safety risks. Law enforcement agencies across Canada often monitor such establishments for potential human trafficking, labor exploitation, or unsafe conditions. A January 20 inspection by Ladysmith bylaw officers and RCMP raised several concerns. According to visuals shared to council, advertising materials on a website called Leolist promoted full erotic massage at the business address, featuring sexually suggestive language and imagery. Upon arrival at the premises, RCMP say that investigators found a dimly lit space with makeshift beds, minimal privacy features and a lack of legitimate massage or acupuncture equipment. A woman, who was not the license holder and whose role was unclear, was present on site wearing lingerie, the report reads. Additionally, council heard that unauthorized building alterations were discovered, including a shower, sink, washing machine and sump pump, all installed without proper permits, raising health and safety concerns. In a January 21 email to Ladysmith Bylaw Enforcement, the licensee, Rong Hu, said she had sublet the property to another individual, a direct violation of Section 7.3 of the Business License Bylaw, which prohibits license transfers. The town has no authority to regulate the sex trade or morality, the staff report to council read. However, under the Community Charter and Local Government Act, the town can regulate business and land use. The town does this through its business license bylaw and zoning bylaw respectively. Under Section 60(2) of the Community Charter, a municipality may suspend or revoke a business license for reasonable cause. Additionally, unauthorized construction work at the premises has raised concerns about health risks, including potential mold growth, water contamination and improper ventilation. The town noted that the building's plumbing modifications could impact adjacent residential units. The Chronicle found online advertisements for a Saskatoon business using the same phone number as Natural Massage Spa in Ladysmith. These ads promote job opportunities for female masseuses, accommodation included, and claim a daily income of between $600 and $1,200. Given the findings, town staff recommended immediate notice to the business owner, with the matter to be formally addressed at the February 18 council meeting, where the licensee will have the opportunity to be heard. Council voted unanimously to accept the staff recommendation. Phone calls to the licensee, Rong Hu, were not returned, but she did respond to the Chronicle via text message. Hu said she was aware of council's decision but did not think a hearing was necessary. I read the letter this afternoon, and I agree with the decision. I'll just sell the office and move on, she said. Hu stated that while the business license was in her name, she did not have time to operate the business herself and had rented out the space. She said she was not involved in the business being conducted there. When asked about online advertisements recruiting workers for a massage business in Saskatchewan, Hu denied any connection. The ads listed her phone number, the same one she was using to communicate with the Chronicle. However, she said the ads were fake, and that she had never placed them. I think some people from another massage shop did this to me, she said, alleging the ads were made to hurt her. When asked if she owns or operates a massage business in Saskatchewan, Hu stopped responding.